Paragraph Yudches. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas mishloach molos ishlo reyehu." With this, we can understand one of the major mitzvahs on Purim, which is for a Jew to send gifts to their fellow Jew. Ki kol echod yeshloi nishma v'naase lefi madregosoi. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 22 in Likutei Moharan, every single Jew has his personal nishma v'naase, his level that he's on, and what to him is a makif, and what to him is a pnim, what to him is something that's right beyond his understanding at this point in time, and that which he has already achieved an understanding of. That's the nishma and the nase. V'tzorech kol echod lehoir mibchinas hanishma v'nase sheloi lechaveroi. And Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Chof Beis and Likutei Moharan that every Jew has an obligation to share his nishma v'nase with his fellow Jew. V'zeh b'chinas mishloach monos. That's this concept of shalach monos sampurim. Ki mehoras nishma v'nase shehu hasogas ha-toyro mizeh nimshach ho'achilo digdusho shehi b'chinas sudas Shabbos. Because it's from the das of a person, from the Torah understanding that a person has, that's where the holiness of his food comes from. For example, the Suda of Shabbos, Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ichlu madanim ushesu mamtakim, and the Pasuk continues, Ki chedvas Hashem himozchem, rejoicing with Hashem, that's your strength. Veze Bechinas, v'toyroscho besoich me'ai. Dovra Melech says, Hashem, your Torah is in my intestines. Bechinas lechu lachamu balachmi ushesu. This is another pasuk which speaks about describing knowledge of Torah, absorbing knowledge of Torah, as eating and drinking. Ki hoachilo hi bechinas Torah, because the eating of a Jew is also a concept of Torah. Ki al yidei Torah shemekablam bechinas nasa v'nishma, al yidei zeh yecholim leechol b'kedusha, because through the Torah that a person learns and receives from Hashem, that's what gives the person the ability to eat properly, to eat with holiness. Ki hu achilo mechaberes haneshama v'aguf. Because we know that one of the main accomplishments of eating is that's what unites, that's what keeps together the body and the soul. V'al kein al yidei hanishma v'nase shaydeze zoichen la'azis digdusha v'oz yecholah haneshama lohor b'aguf. Alkein oz yecholim lechol b'kedusha. Dahinu sheyischaber haneshama b'aguf al yedei achila v'tor haneshama b'aguf sheze ikra chaim kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, if we take a look in chapter 22 in Likutei Moharan, there Rabbeinu Zal explains that by a Jew being zeche to nishma v'nase, to constantly going to new levels of understanding of Hashem, that's what gives the person azaz b'kedusha, and that's what gives the person the ability to have his neshama share with his body the light that it's experiencing, and then the person is able to eat with holiness, meaning because eating is this union between the neshama and the guf. V'zeh b'chinas sudas Shabbos kanal, and that's the whole concept of the achila of Shabbos, which is an achila d'kedusha. V'zeh b'chinas sudas Purim, and this is also the concept of the mitzvah of a suda on Purim. Bechinas simcha umishte v'yoyim toiv, as it says in the Megillah. Ki oz zoichem l'simcha, because on Purim we are zoiche to happiness. Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem kanal, as the Pasuk says, that's our azas digdusha, that's our oiz. V'oz hu achila bigdusha, and when a person has this proper simcha, then the achila is bigdusha. Bechinas ichlu mashmanim ushesu mamtakim, ki chedvas Hashem hi mozchem kanal, as we mentioned earlier. Nimtzo shebetoichu achilo digdusha shebechinas sudas Purim, meir bo bechinas oras ha-toyro, bechinas nasa v'nishma, bechinas v'toroscha b'soich meyoi. So whenever there is achilo digdusha, there is this light of Torah that's shining into there, this nasa v'nishma. V'ze bechinas mishloach monos ish l'royehu. And that's why there's this importance on Purim of sending food gifts from one Jew to the next. Ki kol echod yeshloi nasa v'nishma kefi madregosoi. Because every single Jew has his own personal nasa v'nishma on his own level. V'alkein kol echot sholeach mehor shaloi lechaveroi. And this is why every Jew sends shalachmonis to his fellow Jew. Ki kol echot tzorech lochoer bechaveroi meha'arosoi v'asagosoi. Because every single Jew has something unique to give to his fellow Jew, something that he has, his level, which is unique to him, which the other Jew is not on that level. Every single Jew is in a different place. V'zehu ichlu madanim u'shesum amtakim v'shilchu monois le'ei nochein loy. That's the wording in the pasuk there. Eat and drink with simcha, with happiness, with holiness, and send gifts even to one who's not deserving. Ki chedvas Hashem himozchem, because rejoicing with Hashem, this is your strength. Ki kishezoichen lebechinas chedvas Hashem, because when a person is zoiche to true happiness, the haino bechinas nasa venishma, which Rabbi Elazar explained in that chapter in the Kutumran, is achieved through nasa venishma, because when the Jews said nasa venishma, angels came down and placed two crowns upon their heads. And we said that a crown upon the head is simcha, because there's another pasuk that says, v'simcha soilam al reisham. V'zeh meir b'toycho achila. And this light shines into the food that the person's eating. V'zeh b'chinas purim. And this is the concept of Purim. She'oz tzrichim l'shloach monois lohor kol echad b'chaveiro kanal. Purim is a time when we send gifts, meaning that each and every single Jew is shining his nasa v'nishma into the other Jew. V'zeh b'chinas matono islo evyoinim. And now we can understand also the other mitzvah of giving gifts to the poor specifically. Ki shefa ho ashirus digdusha zeh b'chinas azus digdusha. Because wealth is synonymous with azus. Azus means chutzpah also. The word azus has several meanings. Bechinas osher yane azus. As the pasuk says, a wealthy person usually speaks up with audacity. He has chutzpah. He can say things that somebody and get away with it and that other people can. Bechinas hakesef yane hakoel. As the pasuk says, money will cover it, will answer for everything. Yane ze bechinas koilois. Yane, it refers to sound. Shehu b'chinas azus, which is also an aspect of azus, as the pasuk says, in Tehillim, hein yitein b'koiloi oiz. V'tzorech l'rachim al honi, and we know that Hashem wants us to show kindness to a poor person. V'zeh b'chinas mashekosu b'maimaranal, and this is what Rabbein Ezal says in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, shetzrichin l'rachim al besar haguf, that a Jew has to see to it to have pity on his flesh, on his body. Ki guf vonefesh hem bechinas osher voni, because the soul and the body are also an example of a wealthy person, a wealth and poverty. The soul compared to the body is like a wealthy person compared to a poor person. The soul has everything. The soul has everything that counts. And the body is lacking in light, lacking in spirituality. Especially since the Gemara says, Ein oni elo min adas, that the true poverty is poverty of das, of sechel. And we know the neshama is rich in sechel, the body is poor in sechel. V'chol hamarachim al abriyois, merachmim olov. And the Gemara tells us that any person who shows kindness to others, Hashem shows kindness to that person. Hainu, kemoi shehu marachim avoni, umamshech loy shefa parnoso, shehu b'chinas azas digdusha, shemishom nimshech haparnoso, so that the more that a Jew shows kindness to a poor person and gives that person shefa and parnoso, which is in itself a form of azas, because azas means gevura, shemishom nimshech haparnoso, which is where parnoso comes from, b'bechinas gevura is gshamim, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Tainus, that we know that the prayer for Geshem is in the brach of Ato Gibor Le'olam Hashem, Ma Shevorucha Morad HaGoshem. Kemoikein, Merachmim Olov, so just that when the Oshir, gives to the Oni, he gives to the Oni parnasa, he gives him money, which is a form of azus, a form of gvura, kemoikein marachnim olav, so too from heaven, they take pity on the oshir, v'noisnin loy das, sheyuchal arachim al psar gufoi, and Hashem gives that oshir, the das, to have pity on his body, lohoyerboi mikol heorois vasogos, that to be able to have the ability to bridge his body to his soul, and for the body to be able to receive and benefit from the light that the neshama has. Bechinas umibsorcho al tisalim, as the pasuk says, don't hide from your own flesh. Don't hide. If the pasuk is speaking to the neshama and saying, don't hide the light that you're enjoying and experiencing from the flesh, from the body. Shezehu mamish bechinas tzdokoloni. That pasuk is actually referring to giving charity to a poor person. Charity begins at home. The pasuk there, the Gemara darshans that pasuk to be referring to a person's family. That if a person has relatives who are in need, they are among the first people that he should give to, be charitable to help them out. As the pasuk says, umibsorcha, from your own flesh and blood, from your own family, don't turn away. Don't make like you don't see their poverty. You don't see their problem. So we see that that pasuk is speaking about tzedakah, and the pasuk is also speaking about sharing the light of the neshama with the flesh. V'alkein b'purim shezoichem l'simcha soilam, and therefore Rav Nosson says on Purim, when a Jew is zoiche to this simcha soilam, to this great joy, v'chinas chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem, tzorich lohoyer horazu al aguf, the person has to see to it to share that light that the neshama is receiving, to share it with the body. Shegam aguf yeda mizeh, that the body should also experience it. V'zeh b'chinas matonos lev yoinim, shemeirin b'chinas shefa hamomoin, shu b'chinas asas dikdusha kanal el honi. Matonos lev yoinim is where a person who has money is taking someone who doesn't have, a poor person, and giving to him, being mashpia to him, money. We said money is a form of azus, because money gives azus. The wealthier person is, usually the more azus he has. Ki hashefa hu ashirus biatzmoi nimshach mehasogas hatoira shemishom kol hahashbois, because the wealth of a person comes from the hasogas hatoira, which is the source of all shefa, umamshech horozu el oni, and the person goes ahead and is mashpia that he shares that with the oni. In other words, on Purim, each and every single Jew is receiving a new shefa of Torah, a new nas of an ishma, a new kabbalah satorah, which results in a new shefa of wealth, of money, which he's being mashpia, sharing with the oni now. And similarly, this light of Torah is also going from the other Oshir to the Oni, from the Neshama to the Guf. That the Neshama should take pity on the body and share with it and reveal to it the light that the Neshama is experiencing. Shahaguf gam kein yeda mehem, that the body should also share in it and enjoy it and experience it. Kemavoyer b'maim ranal, as is explained in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran. The question has been asked, how does the neshama enlighten the body through food? Meaning, how does the body know the difference between this eating and stam eating? Eating in with holiness and regular eating? The answer is, the body knows it very, very well. Because here again, in terms of what helps the body, both on a physical level and on a spiritual level, elevates the body to be elevated to a status of neshama, in a sense, is when a person eats this way, when the eating is sandwiched with Torah, with a new nasa v'nishma, a sudas mitzvah, an achila d'kedusha. That's what makes it that the food becomes a type of food which makes a bond, a positive bond between the neshama and the guf. Whereas chas v'shalom, when a person eats something unkosher, or a person eats excessively, a person is poigem b'achila, the eating drives a wedge between the neshama and the guf. It separates them, it distances them. I'll add one item to this that I recall hearing from my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha. He once mentioned this on a Lag Bomer, a Sudas Lag Bomer. He quoted a place in the Zohar HaKadosh where the Zohar HaKadosh says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I believe, spoke to his son Rabbi Elazar and his closest student Rabbi Abba. And he said to them that they should know that they are going to become angels in heaven. When they pass away, they're going to be malachim. So I remember my father-in-law Zichron Avrocha asked that one of the Sifrei Kabbalah asks, what kind of reward is that? I thought that tzaddikim are greater than angels. It would seem that that would be a step down for them to refer to these tzaddikim, that they're going to become malachim. And his answer was, at the time, the answer that was given at the time was, that he was referring to their bodies, that the neshama of these tzaddikim is obviously something that's much, much higher than angels. However, even their bodies, because of the fact that they led such pure lives, and the body achieved such a level of closeness and attachment to the neshama, that when the tzaddik would pass away, his body would be elevated to a level of the highest angels in heaven. So here again, we see this concept of both the neshama and the guf, you know, being involved in the spirituality, in the elevation, the aliyah, this nasa v'nishma process. When my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, used to teach the halachas of Purim, he emphasized from the Shulchan Aruch, both the Shulchan Aruch and from the Kisvei Arizal, that on Yom Kippur, note, we have the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur, and we have a mitzvah asay deoraisa, according to some poskim, of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. The eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a major, major tikkun, because the Arizal says that achila, when a person eats Bigdusha, it's one of the most critical tikkunim of the day that a Jew does. And therefore, by the fact that we're going to miss out on that tikkun on Yom Kippur, a Jew must make up for that by the achila on Erev Yom Kippur. And this is why the Sudas of Erev Yom Kippur should be held in very, very high regard. And if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, there's advice given that those meals, the meal on Erev Yom Kippur should be like a Sudas Yontif, with challahs and with fish and fleishiks if possible, and to avoid eating certain macholim, which lead, chas v'shalom, which could lead to carry that type of item. The Shulchan Aruch, the Chayyadim mothers mention certain foods that are mar bezera that a person should avoid, if possible, on Erev Yom Kippur. Hashem should help that we should be zeche during these aseres yimei tshuva to tshuva meyira and tshuva meyava, and be zeche thereby to bring the world to its tikkun. The Zohar HaKadosh says that kvar kolu kol akitzim, all the calculations that all the tzaddikim made of when Mashiach is supposed to come, all of those have passed already, and the only thing that still remains, the only necessary to bring about the final tikkun is tshuva. Each one of us to understand what our personal tshuva is and what the tshuva of the tzibur is. Bizecha thereby to get to see the final geula, the posad v'zorakti aleichem mayim toirim utaharte mikol tomasechem, when Hashem will purify all of us completely. And bizecha to the geula shlema b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein. Paragraph Yutes. V'ze b'chinas chayiv inish lebesumi b'puria ad lo yoda bein orhoma l'boruch Mordechai. Based on what we've learned till now, we could understand why the Gemara tells us that on Purim, a Jew is required to drink to the point where he can't differentiate between cursing Haman and blessing Mordechai. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki oz nesate chayirido letachle so'aliyah. Because as we've learned earlier, Purim, one of the major accomplishments on Purim is that the Yerida gets converted to an Aliyah, to a major Aliyah. V'zeichen lebechinas simcha soilon, and we're zeiche to a very high level of simcha, shehu bechinas na'aseh v'nishma, which is the concept of na'aseh v'nishma, because as we learned earlier, when the Jews said na'aseh v'nishma, angels came down from heaven and placed crowns on their head. The crown on the head corresponds to the posuk v'simchas oilam al roshon. Shehu b'chinas hasoga shelo sidlovoi. This ties in, this is connected with the understanding of Hashem that we're going to have in the future. She'oz yihyeh kuloi tshuva. That's when Klal Yisrael will be zecha to a time of all tshuva. Va'oz yenas me'avoinos Yisrael Torah kanal. And then when a person does tshuva me'avo, the sins get converted to mitzvahs, to Torah. V'zeh b'chinas adolo yoda ben oror haman. Shehu b'chinas kol ho'avoinos shenem shocha mizu ha'masanochosh b'chinas ororato. Leboruch Mordechai. Now we could understand why it says that on Purim, a Jew achieves this level of not distinguishing between Or Haman and Boruch Mordechai. Or Haman represents the sins which come from the Nochosh, which is the curse, the place of curse, as we had in this past week's parasha, in Parashas Bereishis. Oror Ato Mikol Chayas Hasode. Leboruch Mordechai ki gam hu avoinois nasim ki zechuyois. Because when a person is zeiche, that the Yerida gets converted to an aliyah, then the sins become zechuyos, v'nasa mehem toira al yedei hatshuva, and they actually become like toira through the tshuva that the person does. Bechinas, as we mentioned earlier, the pasuk, bayoyim hahu yevuka shavoin Yisrael ve'enenu, that there's going to come a time in the future when they're going to search for the sins of the Jews, and they're not going to be able to find them. And Rabbeinu Zal asks there, why search for sins? Keep them under the rug. The answer is they're going to search because sins then are going to become a very precious item. Because when a person does that tshuva me'avo, the sins get converted to mitzvahs. They become Torah. And the more sins, the more mitzvahs, the more Torah. That's why we're going to be searching for the sins. Paragraph Chof. V'zeh b'chinas Mordechai morei dachyo. The Gemara tells us that Mordechai HaTzadik is mentioned in the Torah, in the Chumash, where the Torah speaks about the Ketoris, the special spices that we used in the Beis HaMikdosh and the Shemen HaMishcha. Bechinas Reach HaToiv Shel Shemen HaMishcha. Mordechai HaTzadik is associated with that sweet aroma that's associated with the oil that was used to sanctify the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdosh. Shal Yodoi Niskachu Kol Klei HaMishkon. V'nichnesu mechoyel ala kodesh, shehem bechinas tikkun cheto egel shekoyel kol hachatoim. The Mishkan, we know, was actually the tikkun for the egel hazohov, which was a composite of all sins combined, in a sense. Nimtza, shayidei Mordechai, shu bechinas mor droi, roish habsomim shel shemen hamishcha. So therefore, just as the shemen hamishcha had the ability to transfer vessels from Choyl into Kodesh, so too Mordechai, who represents this Shemen HaMishcha, his name is associated with one of the spices of Shemen HaMishcha, he's also associated with this power, Al Yodoi Nichnos Mechoyl Ala Kodesh, that through him we enter from weekday into holiness, V'nimtak V'nistakein Kol HaChatoim, and all the sins are corrected. Shehim b'chinas cheto egel, which we said before, the cheto egel symbolizes all sins. V'neshapech v'nasem izeh b'chinas mishkon. And from egel hazohov becomes binyan hamishkon, as we saw in the Torah. Asher mishom teitzei Torah kanal. And we know that it's from the mishkon, from the Beis HaMikdosh, that there emanates Torah. K'mo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'noyadati l'cho shom, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll meet you there, v'dibarti toch, and I'll speak to you. And that was the Torah that Hashem conveyed to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zeh b'chinas Purim, shu b'chinas oras Mordechai kanal, b'chinas hadudoim nosnu reyach. So Mordechai Tzadik is associated with this reyach toiv. And we know there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, hadudoim nosnu reyach. Rav Nosson Zal says, shnei hadudoim, Afilu hadud te'enim horo'ois, asher lo yitoichal no me'roya. It says te'enim, plural, that there are good figs and the bad figs. Even the bad figs, gam heim nosnu reach atoiv, even from them comes forth a good smell. Knows even from the sins get converted to mitzvahs and bring forth a good smell. Al yidei b'chinas Mordechai, shu b'chinas reach toiv, b'chinas b'somim roish mordror, through the Tzaddik Mordechai, through the power of the holiday of Purim, which represents this tshuva me'ahavo, through which the sins get converted to mitzvos, and even from the sins, we start getting a sweet aroma, a good smell.